Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
MOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line.
Those big swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go.
Let's go.
A good Wednesday evening to you, and welcome into a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you till 8 o'clock this evening. We've got a lot going on the program tonight, as we are going to be joined by two great guests are going to join us. Scott Braun is going to be with us in just a little while. We'll talk with him about the Cardinals' success at the trade deadline. He's going to join us coming up on our next segment. Scott Braun is the host of Foul Territory. I love Foul Territory. We talk about it a lot. It's one of my favorite baseball shows that's on TV. It had been just a podcast. I say that almost like it sounds dismissive. That's not what I mean. But it had been only a podcast and a YouTube show, and now they are on more linear type TV as well. That's the show that you see sometimes on Bally Sports Midwest, leading into Cardinals coverage. A former Cardinal, AJ Pierzynski, is part of it. Ken Rosenthal is a part of it. Just a lot of really, really good people and entertaining people are part of it. They were killing it yesterday during their trade deadline show. So Scott's going to be with us in about 10 minutes or so, and we'll get his thoughts on the trade deadline and specifically what the Cardinals did. We'll talk some soccer. We'll be mostly baseball between now and 8 o'clock. We will get a little soccer in coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes. The great Taylor Twellman is going to join us. He is going to be with us at about 7:20. We'll get his thoughts on the state of City SC soccer. So Taylor will be with us coming up tonight at 7:20. We'll also, at about 6:35 in this hour, we are going to open up the phone lines, open up the Twitter machine, open up the text line for you. I always do this when the Cardinals play a weekday day game. We don't get the opportunity to take the phone calls and the text messages and the tweets during the extra inning show on the weekday day games. So we always hold that for Sports Open Line. So if you have just had a thought about the Cardinals that has just been burning and you need to share it with the world, well, we will be here to listen to you in some form or fashion at about 6:35. As things, I'm very happy with where the Cardinal, I guess from a vibe standpoint, I'm not very happy with the Cardinals, where they're at in terms of their divisional standing deficit and things like that. But when it comes to the vibes of where the team is at, and you know, vibes are not wins and losses, although they kind of are. Look what happened the last 2 days. Tommy Pham walks in. The clubhouse dynamic changes. The dugout dynamic changes. He's coming up with big hits. I mean, the grand slam yesterday. Are you kidding me? What an awesome moment for him, and what an awesome moment for the Cardinals. And then you have Michael McGreevy today throwing the seven innings, giving up just one run. Stuff's good right now. They got work to do. They got a lot of work to do. They're five back of the Brewers, and in many ways they're six back of the Brewers because the Brewers have the tiebreaker, and not that it is impossible, but the Brewers are way ahead in the head-to-head tiebreaker against the Cardinals. It would take it is very improbable that the Cardinals will be able to win enough games against the Brewers to be able to take back that tiebreaker. So that's where not having success against Milwaukee early on in the season hurts you, because it's not real likely that they're going to be able to get that tiebreaker back, having just the one win against the Brewers over a couple series so far this year. But that's a conversation for about 2 months from now. Right now, the conversation is, can they legit catch them? And I think they've got a shot. I've said it all season long. I don't love the Brewers roster. Now, to the Brewers' credit, they just keep winning ball games. Although they've lost the last 2 days. Having worked in Milwaukee previously and having covered the Brewers before I came back home to St. Louis, I still am friends with a lot of people in Milwaukee, friends with people around the club, follow a lot of people on social media who are around the team or follow the team. So I'm not in Milwaukee, but I get the sense of how they're feeling there. I don't think that fan base is happy about the trade deadline for them. They got they've done a small move here, a small move there before the trade deadline, but essentially their trade deadline was getting Frankie Montas, and they needed to add starting pitching. That is for sure. And Frankie Montas at moments has been pretty darn good, even 2022, in 27 starts, an ERA at 4. In a lot of that time, he was very good with Oakland that year, where he had a 3.18 ERA. 2021 with Oakland, 13-9, 3.37 ERA. 2019 with Oakland, 9-2, 2.63. You get the idea. But this year, he hasn't been good. Hasn't been good for Cincinnati. 4-8, 5.01 ERA, 93 innings he's pitched, just 78 strikeouts, 41 walks, a 2.56 average against. So that's the guy you brought in if you're Milwaukee. You brought in Frankie Montas. I don't think anybody's getting overly excited about that. They still don't know when Christian Yelich is going to return. Now, they did just get Devin Williams back, but they've lost some other pieces out of their bullpen all at the same time. I don't think they feel real good about things there. Now, what I would be most interested in, because I can tell you, having been in the Cardinals clubhouse, that is a fired up group. That is a group that feels like the front office went and did what they said they were going to do in getting a top line starter like Eric Fetty and getting a bat and just the perfect guy to walk into that room in Tommy Pham. We can argue about whether or not the Cardinals should have done more in terms of relief pitching. They do get Sean Armstrong from Tampa Bay in the Dylan Carlson deal. Armstrong numbers this year, not impressive. Last year, he was fantastic. If you can get the last year version of him, that turns into a really, really good trade. So if you want to take issue with the Cardinals and what they did at the deadline, I think it's fair to say that they didn't quite get, in terms of relief pitching, what you would have liked to have seen them get. But they got something. The bullpen, for the most part, has done a nice job this year. You still have O'Reilly O'Brien, who's going to be healthy at some point. And sort of a wild card in all this, and I don't even like mentioning his name, to be perfectly honest with you, because he just hasn't shown the ability to stay healthy, so you can't count on him for anything. But Steven Matz is not that far from being back. And I don't see any scenario where, outside of multiple injuries to starters. So Lance Lynn goes on the injured list today. Not sure how long he's going to be out. You backfill that with Andre Pallante, who is probably going to be out of the rotation with Eric Fetty coming in. That's a really easy thing. It was a good performance today from Michael McGreevy. I think you feel comfortable if you need to give another start to him. You can do that at some point. I think you even feel comfortable with calling Gordon Graceffo up again, although I got to check his health status. Last I saw, he was a little bit banged up after he got hit in the hand with a comebacker. But the point being, Steven Matz is sort of on my depth chart, which obviously that matters a whole lot. Ollie calls me up and asks me who my depth chart is. I say facetiously. But on my depth chart, Steven Matz has dropped way down in terms of starting pitching. There are other guys that probably give you a better opportunity. But we saw a little bit last year when he got taken out of the rotation and got put in the bullpen, how effective he could be in the bullpen. So if, and it's a big if you get Steven Matz back, I don't mess around with him being a starter. I just put him back in the bullpen and say, you know, maybe you revisit him being a starter at some point in the future. But with 50 some odd games left in the season and a 5-game deficit, you don't have time to mess around with giving him a start here and a start there and seeing what he's going to turn into. You put him somewhere where you feel really confident that he can get an important out here, an important out there. And I think that's what you do with Steven Matz once he's healthy. So O'Brien coming back, Matz, once Lance Lynn is healthy again, can Andre Pallante take what he's done as a starter and turn that into production out of the bullpen? That's not a for sure thing. Because look, this year he has been very good as a starter, not so good as a reliever. So, you know, it's the opposite with Matthew Liberatore. Liberatore has been really good as a reliever, not as good as a starter. So you try to play to their strengths. So we'll see with Pallante if the tweaks that he has made since becoming a starter, if that can work in the bullpen. But beyond Sean Armstrong, there are going to be some pieces in the bullpen that can make things better. But they feel good in that Cardinals clubhouse right now. I promise you that. And going back to where I started with all of this, how do they feel in the Milwaukee clubhouse? Because I can tell you that when Josh Hader was traded from the Brewers 2 years ago, every ounce of air came out of that clubhouse. I was already here by that point. That was shortly after I got here. But I talked to a lot of people. And you know, David Stearns, who was their president of baseball operations and now runs the Mets operation, he's talked about this a time or two, that was a miscalculation by them when they traded away Josh Hader. Now, trading away a key member of your team and not significantly adding to your team are two very different things. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison. But I do have to wonder, if you're a member of the Milwaukee Brewers, and you are a first-place team, and you're sitting there on trade deadline day, and it is one of the most active trade deadlines in recent history, and you're watching team after team after team in the National League go do things to make themselves better, and you've just lost Christian Yelich for who knows how long, and you've lost pieces out of your bullpen, and you've dealt with injuries all season long, and you've overcome all these things, and you finally have a moment to add to your roster at the trade deadline, and your front office doesn't do a darn thing, I got to think that doesn't sit real well in that clubhouse. I could be off base on that. That's me talking. That's not any inside information of what's going on there, but I know what the vibes are right now in the Cardinals clubhouse. I can only imagine what the vibes are in the Milwaukee clubhouse, and we'll see whether or not the Cardinals can take advantage of that and hunt down the Brewers through their trail by 5 games. But by the way, coming into today, the Pirates are tied with the Cardinals. I got to think the vibes in the Pirates clubhouse are pretty good. Pirates made some moves, and they had to do so very judiciously because of their financial situation. Now, that's why they traded away Martin Perez. If you're going to add something, you have to subtract something on the Major League roster. That was the challenge for the Pirates at the trade deadline. But they added some really nice pieces. So I would have to think that the vibes inside the Pirates clubhouse are probably somewhat similar to the vibes inside the Cardinals clubhouse. And that's noteworthy when those two teams are tied coming into today. Cardinals with a half-game lead because the Pirates haven't yet played. All right, we will take a break. And when we return, Scott Braun will join us from Foul Territory. That's up next. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Cardinals have already played today. They picked up a nice win against the Rangers, taking 2 of 3. Trade deadline yesterday. A lot of good vibes for the Cardinals right now. And let's talk with Scott Braun, host of Foul Territory. Love Foul Territory. Maybe you just were turned on to it here recently because you can see it on Bally Sports Midwest a lot of times leading into Cardinals games. Scott, appreciate you taking some time. How are you?
Hey, Matt, I appreciate the plug. And yeah, it's awesome to be on the Bally Sports channels, open up to another audience out there in St. Louis. And I am great because we just got through the trade deadline. We did hours and hours of programming and live shows and everything. And we gave super high grades to the Cardinals, you know, top three in terms of trade deadline winners, I would say easily.
Yeah, so I want to get to that in a second, but yeah, your coverage yesterday was awesome. You're on live, in the moment. Everybody on your cast is so great. How much fun was that yesterday, being in the moment with a trade deadline that had just so many moves?
I will say this. I mean, I'd have to maybe double check my brain, my memory, but it's probably the best day of the year for what we do because we were on early and even over the weekend for trade breaking news, which you can do obviously with a YouTube channel that's fun and growing and a great team behind the scenes that's kind of always available to help to put us on like a digital show at any time. And then yeah, the players that you mentioned, I mean, it's Todd Frazier, Przinski, Kipnis, Trevor May, Eric Kratz, Jonathan Papelbon, Ken Rosenthal with us, and Cam Maven, Alana Rizzo. But you know, Ken obviously shines during this time period, so we're constantly hitting up Ken. He's coming on the show, he's giving us the latest on the rumors and everything. And then yesterday, yeah, we were on for Foul Territory, I think it was 4 to 5 hours live. And even when we take breaks on TV, on the YouTube channel, we're still going strong and interacting with fans, answering their questions. So, you know, a lot of people are doing like kind of a two screen experience. And then even after that, we now have 7 shows under our network umbrella. And one of them is actually Baseball America Hot Sheet. So right after the regular show we did, which ended at 6:30, because, you know, trades trickle in late, we broke down all the prospect returns for teams with, you know, J.J. Cooper, who's you probably know has been a star at Baseball America for many years. So I just had a jam-packed day. It was really fun. We don't have an individual Cardinal show yet, but we do have a number of other team shows and then Insider Show with Ken Rosenthal's Fair Territory. So, yeah, we're loaded. We're bringing it on digital and podcast and now on linear television.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I love what you're doing. You mentioned the high grades that you give the Cardinals. They essentially turned Tommy Edmond into Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham. And it's, to everybody in St. Louis, it feels like a win, and it feels like you feel that way as well.
Huge, huge win. I was shocked about, you know, the way this trade turned out. I cannot believe that the Cardinals didn't have to dip into the prospect pool or the significant prospect pool, right? The names that probably, you know, the diehards know about that are following for years right now, like to not have to go into that upper echelon of prospects, or I would say even the B list, is wild to me. And obviously Tommy's been a very valuable, well-liked player for years, super versatile, plays every position at an above average level defensively, more of an average offensive player, I would say, over the course of his career so far. But you know, I don't want to say there wasn't a need, because any team can use a Tommy Edman, but there was much more of a need for an Eric Fetty and then even a Tommy Pham infusion of energy. And we've already seen that over the past couple of days. I mean, you can say this better than I can, but to some of the people I spoke to in St. Louis, they said the best moment of the year was Tommy Pham's grand slam, right? Which was last night. So I just think it was the perfect deal for them. And I am shocked that they didn't have to give up anything significant. I think when you look at that trade, Matt, and what they got and what the Dodgers got too, they did well there. They needed a Tommy Edman, and they definitely need more high leverage arms, as crazy as it is for the Dodgers in the back of their bullpen. I think Michael Kopech has the potential to be very valuable there. They've had some struggles lately at the back end. They gave up prospects, but in early evaluations, and I follow that world pretty well, it looks like the White Sox absolutely bombed this trade. And you're not going to be able to totally tell for a while, but I'm just shocked that Eric Fetty's been one of the better pitchers in baseball, let alone a top three or four available guy at the deadline in terms of starters, and they weren't able to put more together for the long term. So anyway, sum it all up, and I think the Cardinals crushed it. This was not a perfect deadline, because there weren't superstar names around left and right, but I think they did exactly what they were supposed to do.
If the prices would have been coming down, you would get it. But there were a lot of guys out there that, you know, a lot of other trades across baseball, especially for pitching, you like the Yusei Kikuchi move, right? What they give up for a guy who's been really struggling recently. I'm with you. I don't understand how the White Sox can feel comfortable with their return.
Yeah, they got fleeced. I think that's what happened. I hope I'm wrong, right? I hope Miguel Vargas turns into a superstar, but pretty sure if he was going to, the Dodgers would have kept him. They don't usually let those guys go away, especially guys that you know about. They've let a few slip through the cracks. You heard on Alvarez, O'Neill, Cruz, but you know they're really good at keeping the Bellingers and the Seegers up until obviously they leave for free agency or you know at the end of the road for them. But those are guys that have been, you know, superstar players for them in the past, and they do a really good job of identifying that talent and then trading away a lot of the other talent. And they do a great job of developing in their system in general. But it is still shocking to me, you're right, that the Kikuchi return looks like that versus this return. And also, I'll bring up another one, for example. Look at Tanner Scott. This is a half a season of a high-leverage reliever, but the Padres forked up, I would say, much more than the Dodgers forked up in this deal, right? Which essentially obviously includes, you know, the Cardinals getting what they got with Fetty and Pham. So I'm shocked. We had a lot of debate yesterday with people like, you know, Saris, who you probably know, does a great job writing for The Athletic. He came on the show. We did a good debate with Kikuchi versus Fetty. He likes, you know, Kikuchi a lot, thinks he's super underrated. He'll get tapped into with the Astros and bring a lot of swing and miss to their rotation in the playoffs as well, and even down the stretch because they need to get into the playoffs. But, man, Fetty has been so solid. He's so Cardinals too, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy who throws strikes. He's had, you know, a great performance, a great, I would say, turnaround, too, in terms of, you know, what he used to be with the Washington Nationals, goes overseas just like Michaelis, and then comes back with a totally different game plan, adds to the arsenal, right? He's got a very definitive plan against righties versus lefties. You see a different arsenal completely. Like, he just figured it all out. The walks are low. The strikeouts aren't, like, elite. But this is a dude who used to strike out nobody, right? Like, he was just getting bopped around. And when he did end up having a good game here and there, it was because he got lucky and the contact went to the right places. And then he goes to the KBO. It's two more pitches. It's a big strikeout rate there. Obviously, that comes down a little here. So as you can tell, I've watched a lot of his starts this year, and I'm super impressed. So props to the Cards. And you know me. You probably know because you watch Foul Territory or listen to it. I will bring it if you messed up. Like, the Twins did nothing. It's a travesty. It's a joke the way that they're treating their fan base for putting together winning baseball the last couple of years. But, yeah, there are definitely losers at the deadline, and the Cardinals are on the other end of the spectrum this year.
Last thing for you. Does Dylan Carlson headed to the Rays, does he become the next Cardinals outfield prospect that doesn't get it done in St. Louis but finds it somewhere else?
Ooh, I mean, I think he'll be better than what he was for St. Louis. But I think, you know, it just started to spiral for him, and it's a good change of scenery. I don't think there was anything else that was going to click or change with St. Louis. I do think you have to constantly evaluate the operation and say, why are certain players going elsewhere and thriving? And how can we make sure that doesn't happen with someone like Jordan Walker next? So I don't think Dylan Carlson's going to be a superstar. He was never pegged to be a superstar. Maybe it was different in St. Louis. He was pegged to be a guy that has all of the tools at an average level and should be at least the floor of an average big leaguer. That hasn't happened yet. So I don't think you're going to look at this one and say, damn, we just gave away Randy Arozarena. I think the ceiling for Randy is much higher. He's been a much more inconsistent player, but I do think, you know, you look back at what he did in 2020 alone in the playoffs. He's a legend in Tampa Bay. I don't think Carlson's that kind of player, but I do think he'll stick in the big. I think he'll figure some things out, because you go to Tampa Bay, it's one of the best spots you can go to. They convince you that you should try something different, and it's hard to do that. But with them, they have such a track record that, you know, they can even obviously point to specific Cardinals players and say, hey, here's what we suggested, this is what worked. So I think it's good for all parties that he moves on.
Scott Braun hosts Foul Territory. You can now watch it on Bally Sports Midwest a lot of times right before Cardinals coverage. They're on all the socials and YouTube as well. You can listen on podcast. Former Cardinal A.J. Pierzynski, part of it. Eric Kratz, one of my absolute favorites. I covered him when I was in Milwaukee and he was with the Brewers. Does a great job on it. Their entire group. Ken Rosenthal is part of it as well. Also has his Fair Territory program that he does with Lana Rizzo. So much great stuff going on with the empire that is Foul Territory, and Scott Braun's a huge part of it. Scott, thank you so much for taking the time.
Matt, thanks for the plug, and I really enjoyed the conversation. So good luck to Cardinals fans the rest of the way here.
That's Scott Braun joining us here. Again, Foul Territory. That's that show that you see sometimes on Bally Sports Midwest. They just added it to the Bally Sports Networks, and it leads into Cardinals coverage a lot. They really do a fantastic job, and folks like A.J. Pierzynski and Ken Rosenthal being a part of it makes it even that much better. But we love Scott Braun and appreciate him taking a few moments with us. All right, we will shift the focus to you. How are you feeling out of the Cardinals outscoring the Rangers 18-2 over the last 2 days? We are here to take your phone calls, your text messages, and your tweets. We'll talk all things Cardinals baseball with you. You can call 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air. We feature you in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Continuing on here on the program. So this is that time where we kind of do what we normally would do on the extra inning show. Well, weekday day games, we don't always get to take phone calls and tweets and text messages about the game. So we try to give you that opportunity to chime in like you would on the post game show, but instead do it here on a Graybar Sports Open Line. Cardinals get the win over the Texas Rangers 10-1. The major storylines out of this one: Michael McGreevy was really good. Major league debut, 7 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. Tommy Pham continues to do his thing in a couple games. He has 4 hits and already 6 RBIs with the Cardinals. Had the grand slam yesterday. Today, 3-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Cardinals outscore the Rangers 18-2 in the last 2 games of the series, and they have pulled within 5 games of the Brewers for first place in the NL Central. So if you want to chime in, you can do so by calling, texting, or tweeting 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text, or you can tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air. Let's grab our first phone call of the show. Rob has given us a call. Hey, Rob, you're on a Graybar Sports Open Line.
Hey, thanks, Matt. I just want to say, I want to brag a little bit. I predicted Pham would become a hitting machine. I was on your show a couple nights ago, and he's jacked up to be back with the Cardinals. He's at the end of his career. He's 36 years old. I think we can get 2 years out of him. And I just wanted to know if you knew anything about the deal he got with the Cardinals, the length or the money. And just one more comment, if I could. You were talking earlier about the Brewers being consistent winners all season long. And I say they're due to drop into a losing lull. I mean, it's normal. It's energy science. It's going to happen sometime in August, and that's when the Cardinals should surge ahead. So I got a real good feeling. I think we're out of our funk rut, and I'm just – I got a real good feeling for August.
Yeah, Rob. Appreciate the phone call, and thanks for calling in. As far as the Tommy Pham contract goes, the contract he signed with the White Sox was a one-year deal at just under $1 million for the year. So that's the deal that he's on this year. He'll go into free agency this upcoming season. Actually, so it's $1.5 million is the overall deal. The Cardinals' part of that is under $1 million. So the Cardinals will pay less than so let's see, the White Sox this year are paying 1.5 on him, and the Cardinals are paying about one, so about $2.5 million is total what he's going to make this year. Cardinals responsible for about $1 million of it, and he will be a free agent at the end of the year. And let's see what happens, right? Like, there's no – Cardinals still have some guys in the minor leagues that are going to be a big part of this team in the outfield. Jordan Walker's going to get here again at some point. Victor Scott's going to get here at some point. We have to – I think looking ahead to 2025 with Tommy Pham is a little bit cart horse sort of situation. But let's see what he can do the rest of this year. I can tell you, just talking to him yesterday, in the not, you know, one-on-one, but just in the media scrum that I was in yesterday – and I wasn't around St. Louis when he was here before, but just talking to him, he really seemed genuine and so appreciative to be back in the Cardinals clubhouse. And sometimes you get old, you know, a lot has been made of his personality. He's never one to hold his tongue. Somebody even asked him yesterday how he feels about the Cardinals organization, if that maybe has changed as he's gone and played for other teams. And he talked glowingly about the way the Cardinals run their operations. So it's a good fit right now, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do the rest of the way. Carol has given us a call. Hey, Carol, you're on Sports Open Line.
I'd like to ask a question and make a statement and ask a question about Tommy Pham and leadership on the Cardinals. I'm delighted that he's back. He was my favorite player when he was here. When he left, there was grumbling because there's a big article in Sports Illustrated where he complained about a lot of things, and some people thought that's why he was traded when he traded from here. And Moselnik, I remember, was laughed when somebody said that. He said, no, I found him refreshing. And so I wasn't surprised. Suddenly everybody wants to have him back in the administration of the Cardinals. But in any case, last night after the game, Tommy was asked what could he do about leadership for this team. And he said, be myself. That's what I have to do. I am, related to that, in an ongoing discussion on STL Today about Goldschmidt and Arenado and leadership, and the person whom I'm having the discussion with claims that Goldschmidt and Arenado should have taken over the mantle because they had all these reasons that they could. And I think that's exactly what Pham said is relevant. They are trying to be themselves, and that's just not who they are. Goldschmidt is a very humble, reticent person. Arenado is very focused on how his own performance and whether he's helping the team or not. Neither of those. I don't think we should have expected it. Would have been nice. We got them here for their performance, not to be clubhouse leaders. It would have, as I said, it would have been great if they were. But I think you have to consider whether or not that's a role that the player has proclivity for, regardless of what a great player he is or how long he's been here. And I was interested in your thoughts about
Carol.
Pham as a leader, and then about Goldschmidt and Arenado.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the phone call. I agree basically with what you said. You can't fake who you are. Paul Goldschmidt is a very, you know, quiet, humble, hardest worker you're ever going to see kind of guy, but he's not going to be the loud rah-rah guy. I do think it's notable. Go look at the Tommy Pham Grand Slam from yesterday and look in the background in the dugout. Paul Goldschmidt has the biggest smile on his face, and he is so excited about it. Like, that's something you don't see from Goldie very often, that kind of emotion. So that just that moment brought that out of him. I think Arenado is really intense, and he is kind of focused. So, Carol, I agree with your descriptors. And Tommy Pham is just who he is, and he's not going to hold his tongue. If he sees something that he doesn't think is great, he's gonna let people know. There's going to be some accountability with him around. And that was part of why Goldschmidt and Arenado were so so into Matt Carpenter being brought back. They just wanted the clubhouse to have a little bit of a different dynamic. Carpenter certainly has done something on that, and then they are able to add to it a little bit with Tommy Pham as well. So, Carol, I think you're right on when you said that. If I was in the same conversation group as you, I would be having your back. If you're on hold, we'll get to you in our final segment. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Just a few minutes left here in hour number one. Hour number two will feature a conversation with Taylor Twellman. We'll talk City SC soccer with him, but we're talking baseball right now with just a few minutes left here in the hour. I want to get to everybody who has given us a call before we get out of here. So Karen has given us a call. Hey, Karen, you're on a Graybar Sports Open Line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I am calling regarding the uniforms for the All-Star game. In an earlier broadcast, they were talking about how people were not a fan of the designated uniforms. And I was listening to it, and what popped in my head was, you know, why don't we have them wear, instead of their individual uniforms, like the STL uniforms that, you know, also showcase what each city is about versus, you know, a designated uniform and versus the regular standard uniform.
So like the City Connects, you'd want them to wear the City Connects in the All-Star game?
Yeah, and each city has one. You know, San Francisco has theirs with the Golden Gate Bridge on it, and then, you know, they would be more individual and also, you know, showcasing their city. So it would be a win-win.
You bet, Karen. Appreciate that thought. I haven't heard anybody say that. I think they are going to go back to wearing team uniforms next year. Rob Manfred has sort of indicated they're at least going to have a conversation. Now, that's going to involve money's involved here, because Nike wants to go make these uniforms so they can go sell them. And that's part of why they've done what they've done. But there's been enough pushback. I would suspect that next season we are going to see teams once again, or players once again, wearing their home uniforms. But the idea of the City Connect uniform being the one there, I hadn't thought about that. I don't hate it. And you can say, hey, we're still selling jerseys this way. One more phone call before we're out of here for the hour. Mike has given us a call. Hey, Mike, you're on a Graybar Sports Open Line.
Hi, thanks. I wanted to comment on the what Carol had said a few minutes ago. I thought that was one of the most insightful calls I've heard in a long time. And she was talking about Tommy Pham and his possibility of being leadership, contrasting that with Arenado and Goldschmidt. And it just brought to my mind that, first of all, if the Cardinals don't already employ her, they should find out who she is and get her in, because she understands these personalities so well. But it brings to my mind that the average sports fan, who is myself, doesn't always think about who the player is exactly. You got a guy who's one of the greatest players of all time, so stereotypically, you're assuming that he is good at this, 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 and this, when in reality, he's good at this and this, but that and that might not be him. And, you know, you have to realize that every person is himself, and you can't always expect everything from every player just because they're great on the field. So I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, Mike, I appreciate what you said, and I agree. Again, don't force people to be leaders who are not natural leaders. And, you know, Paul Goldschmidt leads by putting his head down every day and working as hard as anybody out there. Like that impacts the team from a positive standpoint. That's something that I would always hear about Albert Pujols. Guys were so impacted by the fact that this was a guy who just never stopped working. And here you are, maybe as a 24-year-old, just making your major league debut, and you got this guy who's deep into his 30s outworking you. You notice that and you see that. So Tommy Pham, he's got the ability to hold guys accountable and use his words, in addition to he's a very hard worker too. Like, everybody is who they are, and different guys have different strengths, and trying to force somebody to be something that they're not is not the path that you want to go down. So yeah, I like the what Tommy Pham brings into the Cardinals clubhouse. I like even more what he does against left-handed pitching. Another hour of Sports Open Line coming up in just a moment on KMOX.
Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Continuing on here on the program, so this is that time where we kind of do what we normally would do on the Extra Inning Show. Well, weekday day games, we don't always get to take phone calls and tweets and text messages about the game, so we try to give you that opportunity to chime in like you would on the post-game show, but instead do it here on a Graybar Sports Open Line. Cardinals get the win over the Texas Rangers, 10-1, the major major storylines out of this one. Michael McGreevy was really good. Major league debut, 7 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. Tommy Pham continues to do his thing in a couple games. He has 4 hits and already 6 RBIs with the Cardinals. Had the grand slam yesterday. Today, 3 for 4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Cardinals outscored the Rangers 18-2 in the last 2 games of the series, and they have pulled within 5 games of the Brewers for first place in the NL Central. So if you want to chime in, you can do so by calling, texting, or tweeting 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text, or you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Let's grab our first phone call of the show. Rob has given us a call. Hey, Rob, you're on a Graybar Sports Open line.
Hey, thanks, Matt. I just want to say, I want to brag a little bit. I predicted Pham would become a hitting machine. I was on your show a couple nights ago, and he's jacked up to be back with the Cardinals. He's at the end of his career. He's 36 years old. I think we can get 2 years out of him. And I just wanted to know if you knew anything about the deal he got with the Cardinals, the length or the money. And just one more comment, if I could. You were talking earlier about the Brewers being consistent winners all season long. And I say they're due to drop into a losing lull. I mean, it's normal. It's energy science. It's going to happen sometime in August. And that's when the Cardinals should surge ahead. So I got a real good feeling. I think we're out of our funk rut. And I got a real good feeling for August.
Yeah, Rob, appreciate the phone call, and thanks for calling in. As far as the Tommy Pham contract goes, the contract he signed with the White Sox was a one-year deal at just under $1 million for the year. So that's the deal that he's on this year. He'll go into free agency this upcoming season. Actually, so it's $1.5 million is the overall deal. The Cardinals part of that is under $1 million. So the Cardinals will pay less than so let's see, the White Sox this year are paying 1.5 on him, and the Cardinals are paying about $1 million, so about $2.5 million is total what he's going to make this year. Cardinals responsible for about $1 million of it, and he will be a free agent at the end of the year. And you know, let's see what happens, right? Like there's no Cardinals still have some guys in the minor leagues that are going to be a big part of this team in the outfield. Jordan Walker is going to get here again at some point. Victor Scott's going to get here at some point. We have to, I think, looking ahead to 2025 with Tommy Pham is you know, a little bit cart horse sort of situation. But let's see what he can do the rest of this year. I can tell you, just talking to him yesterday, in the not you know one-on-one, but just in the media scrum that I was in yesterday, and I wasn't around St. Louis when he was here before, but just talking to him, he really seemed genuine and so appreciative to be back in the Cardinals clubhouse. And sometimes you get old, you know, a lot has been made of his personality. He's never one to hold his tongue. Somebody even asked him yesterday how he feels about the Cardinals organization, if that maybe has changed as he's gone and played for other teams. And he talked glowingly about the way the Cardinals run their operations. So it's a good fit right now, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do the rest of the way. Carol has given us a call. Hey, Carol, you're on Sports Open Line.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question and make a statement and ask a question about Tommy Pham and leadership on the Cardinals. I'm delighted that he's back. He was my favorite player when he was here. When he left, there was grumbling because there's a big article in Sports Illustrated where he complained about a lot of things, and some people thought that's why he was traded when he traded from here. And Moselik, I remember, was laughed when somebody said that. He said, no, I found him refreshing. And so I wasn't surprised. Suddenly everybody wants to have him back in the administration of the Cardinals. But in any case, last night after the game, Tommy was asked what could he do about leadership for this team. And he said, be myself. That's what I have to do. I am in an ongoing discussion on STL today about Goldschmidt and Arenado and leadership, and the person whom I'm having the discussion with claims that Goldschmidt and Arenado should have taken over the mantle because they had all these reasons that they could. And I think that's exactly what Pham said is relevant. They are trying to be themselves, and that's just not who they are. They're, Goldschmidt is a very humble, reticent person, not always very focused on how his own performance and whether he's helping the team or not. Neither of those. I don't think we should have expected it. Would have been nice. We got them here for their performance, not to be clubhouse leaders. It would have, as I said, it would have been great if they were. But I think you have to consider whether or not that's a role that the player has proclivity for, regardless of what a great player he is or how long he's been here. And I was interested in your thoughts about Sam as a leader and then about Goldschmidt and Arenado.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the phone call. I agree basically with what you said. You can't fake who you are. Paul Goldschmidt is a very, quiet, humble, hardest worker you're ever going to see kind of guy, but he's not going to be the loud rah-rah guy. I do think it's notable. Go look at the Tommy Pham Grand Slam from yesterday and look in the background in the dugout. Paul Goldschmidt has the biggest smile on his face, and he is so excited about it. Like, that's something you don't see from Goldie very often, that kind of emotion. So that just that moment brought that out of him. I think Arenado is really intense, and he is kind of focused. So, Carol, I agree with your descriptors. And Tommy Pham is just who he is, and he's not going to hold his tongue. If he sees something that he doesn't think is great, he's gonna let people know. There's going to be some accountability with him around. And that was part of why Goldschmidt and Arenado were so into Matt Carpenter being brought back. They just wanted the clubhouse to have a little bit of a different dynamic. Carpenter certainly has done something on that. And then they are able to add to it a little bit with Tommy Pham as well. So, Carol, I think you're right on when you said that. If I was in the same conversation group as you, I would be having your back. If you're on hold, we'll get to you in our final segment. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Just a few minutes left here in hour number one. Hour number two will feature a conversation with Taylor Twellman. We'll talk City SC soccer with him, but we're talking baseball right now with just a few minutes left here in the hour. I want to get to everybody who has given us a call before we get out of here. So Karen has given us a call. Hey, Karen, you're on a Graybar Sports Open Line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I am calling regarding the uniforms for the All-Star game. In an earlier broadcast, they were talking about how people were not a fan of the designated uniforms. And I was listening to it, and what popped in my head was, why don't we have them wear, instead of their individual uniforms, like the STL uniforms that, also showcase what each city is about versus a designated uniform and versus the regular standard uniform.
So like the City Connects, you'd want them to wear the City Connects in the All-Star game?
Yeah, and each city has them. San Francisco has theirs with the Golden Gate Bridge on it, and then, they would be more individual and also, showcasing their city. So it would be a win-win.
You bet, Karen. Appreciate that thought. I haven't heard anybody say that. I think they are going to go back to wearing team uniforms next year. Rob Manfred has sort of indicated they're at least going to have a conversation. Now, that's going to involve money's involved here because Nike wants to go make these uniforms so they can go sell them. And that's part of why they've done what they've done. But there's been enough pushback. I would suspect that next season we are going to see teams once again or players once again wearing their home uniforms. But the idea of the City Connect uniform being the one there, I hadn't thought about that. I don't hate it. And you can say, hey, we're still selling jerseys this way. One more phone call before we're out of here for the hour. Mike has given us a call. Hey, Mike, you're on a Graybar Sports Open Line.
Hi, thanks. I wanted to comment on what Carol had said a few minutes ago. I thought that was one of the most insightful calls I've heard in a long time. And she was talking about Tommy Pham and his possibility of being leadership, contrasting that with Arenado and Goldschmidt. And it just brought to my mind that, first of all, if the Cardinals don't already employ her, they should find out who she is and get her in because she understands these personalities so well. But it brings to my mind that the average sports fan, who is myself, doesn't always think about who the player is exactly. You got a guy who's one of the greatest players of all time, so stereotypically, you're assuming that he is good at this, 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 and this, when in reality, he's good at this and this, but that and that might not be him. And, you have to realize that every person is himself, and you can't always expect everything from every player just because they're great on the field. So I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, Mike, I appreciate what you said, and I agree. Again, I don't don't force people to be leaders who are not natural leaders. And, you know, Paul Goldschmidt leads by putting his head down every day and working as hard as anybody out there. Like that impacts the team from a positive standpoint. That's something that I would always hear about Albert Pujols. Guys were so impacted by the fact that this was a guy who just never stopped working. And here you are, maybe as a 24-year-old, just making your major league debut, and you got this guy who's deep into his 30s outworking you. You notice that and you see that. So Tommy Pham, he's got the ability to hold guys accountable and use his words, in addition to he's a very hard worker too. Like, everybody is who they are, and different guys have different strengths, and trying to force somebody to be something that they're not is not the path that you want to go down. So yeah, I like the what Tommy Pham brings into the Cardinals clubhouse. I like even more what he does against left-handed pitching. Another hour of Sports Open Line coming up in just a moment on KMOX.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.